Well, I asked, first of all, Don was my, was the vet that I have the honor of writing for. And, he's, you know, he's, after the Marines, he was, marketing, a manager of sales for some of the biggest television and radio companies in Cleveland. And, now he uses a lot of that expertise to and a lot of those skills to run a newspaper, which is directed towards vets and towards those who love them. So he started his... I was going to write this out, but I didn't. He started his story to me talking about where he was from and everything. And let me back up a little. We were in introductory circle, which is the first thing that we do. And, you know, we all sit in a circle and kind of... You don't know who your songwriter's going to be, who your vet's going to be, and you just tell a little bit about yourself for, you know, 30 seconds or something. And it's going around the circle, and one of the vets says, you know, my name is Don, and he says a little bit about himself, and he says, I was in Vietnam, and I made it out without a scratch. And I said, well, if I was his songwriter, I would remember that, because I wonder if that'll fit in somewhere. And then I was lucky enough that I got to be a songwriter, so. So then later he was... talking about how he was standing in a village in Vietnam, and he feels something on his arm, and he looks down, and this little 7 or 8 year old boy has sanded the glass on his watch, and he can't see anymore. He can't see the hands anymore. He says, "What are you doing? I can't see my hands anymore." And you know, and the little boy says, "I'll fix it. I'll fix it, Mister." And they took some solution and wiped it down, and all the scratches that had been on his watch are now gone, and. So it's like it was good as new. So he gave him a candy bar, and then I got to, I asked him at some point, I said, do you really believe you made it out without a scratch? And he said, no, I don't believe that. Physically, but only physically. So now I asked him what his favorite music was. He said folk music. And so I don't know how to be, I'm kind of folky, but not really. But I thought maybe if I use one of these, I'll be folk music. Let's see.